Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records, direct from backstage at the Chicago Theater, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller speaking from our dressing room backstage at the Chicago Theater, right at the heart of the loop in downtown Chicago, where, of course, it's our great pleasure to be a part of a fine stage show for these ensuing 2 weeks at this big Balaban and Katz flagship house, where, of course, you know there's always a lot of tumult and commotion and confusion, but a little bit more so because about 30 seconds after our program today, the overture will strike up and we're expected to be downstairs, one floor below us, on stage of the theater. So you see, it's going to be a real mad rush from here to the time that Louis Basil gives a downbeat to the band. And today, of course, particularly exciting because we're going to have an opportunity of presenting from New York City, from the famous Sardi's Restaurant at 244 West 44th Street, a very wonderful luncheon guest, a young lady by the name of Lola Dee, a Chicagoan who now belongs, of course, to all of America because she has a smash hit record on the Wing label. But before we meet Lola and before we talk to her about the city of New York, let's listen to some pretty wonderful music brought to you by the Wrigley folks. It's done by the Four Aces. It's a Decca record, and it's called Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
In the early spring, love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. Love is kissed and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love, a many splendored and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love.
The Four Aces with a wonderful Decca hit called Love is a Many Splendored Thing. You know, all the kids love Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, and you parents ought to be mighty happy about that because it satisfies without spoiling the appetite. And, of course, that makes it an ideal treat for all the kids around your neighborhood and around your household specifically. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum is light and pure and wholesome. You can give it to the little Moppets as a special treat. Or if they get a little bit restless on these warm summer days, fidgety or noisy, you'd be surprised how frequently they'll quiet down and relax with the pleasure of chewing refreshing and delicious Wrigley Spearmint. Well, I don't know whether or not in the background of all this confusion and hubbub, speaking from backstage of a theater, you can hear all of our singing stars vocalizing all over in the various levels of the theater, but it's taking place, and of course, that is old hat to a girl like Miss Lola D, because it was just about a year ago this week that Lola opened up a real great 2 weeks here at the Chicago Theater, and now, of course, 1 year later, we have to speak to her via the long-distance wires of Columbia Broadcasting System, because she's there at Sardi's Restaurant having lunch in New York City. Lola, I hope that you can hear everything we're talking about.
I sure can, Howard. How are you?
Well, I'm just wonderful. And you know, as I said the other day when we announced that you were going to be on, you'd think that I made this hit record and it was under the title of Howard Miller or something, because I'm so doggone thrilled, Lola, that you've got a hit. Gee, I'm just bubbling over.
Howard, you know, you thrilled me so very much when you called me in Washington, D.C. about the record when I was working there at the Lotus Room.
Yes.
And I was just so doggone thrilled. It was real wonderful.
Well, I don't know about the rest of the country, Lola, but I can assure you that here it's already a hit. We've talked to both the Mercury people and the local distributor, and they tell me that it's been just fantastic how in just these 2 short weeks since it's been out, the demand for the record at the record-buying level is just absolutely tremendous, and I'm thrilled.
Oh, I am too, Howard.
You know, Lola, what surprises me is that in your earlier career, that is a year or so ago when you first started out, you were generally known as a singer with a built-in beat. I mean, you've got a tremendous rhythm to your voice, and it was usually that sort of work that you were doing. And yet, I would consider that Paper Roses was sort of on the hillbilly kick.
I do, too.
What happened to the transformation?
Well, Howard, you know I've been cutting so many rhythm tunes when I used to be on Mercury, and Al Trace and myself thought, well, why can't we do a ballad? I was just dying to sing a ballad.
Yes.
And finally, Wing and Mercury were kind enough to have me sing a lot of other tunes. And now Lou Douglas is just having me sing just about everything, which makes me happy. I hope I'm flexible.
Yes, well, I'm sure that you are. Otherwise, they wouldn't have signed it to you, Lola. How do you personally feel about it? I mean, a girl who does things like Rock the Joint and all those wonderful up-rhythm things or up-tempo things, how do you feel now about the change? Are you a little bit happier? Do you feel more comfortable recording this, or would you like to go back to rhythm?
Well, Howard, I'd like to do both. I like this because, you know, I used to be on the barn dance. I did some Western stuff before, and I like this type thing. But I'd like to stick to both. You know, my real love, I think, is rhythm tunes when I'm working at a theater.
Yes.
Because I go wild.
Yeah, you do. You get us all in a frenzy. There's no doubt about that. Lola, you're going to have lunch there at Sardi's?
Yes, we are, Howard. We're having a lovely time.
Isn't it a delightful spot?
Wonderful.
And they're so very nice to give us the courtesy of a table there at 244 West 44th Street. I hope that everybody who visits New York is going to stop in at Sardi's. Now, Lola, what about the career? How did it start, and where is it going to take you?
Well, Howard, I was heard on an amateur program while in Chicago, which is my home, as you have already explained, and I got right into radio in Chicago, and then I started singing with orchestras and bands, orchestras, and was heard by Al Trace, my manager, and then heard by Mercury, and signed to them, and now transferred over to Wing.
Yes.
But in the future, I think we're going right over to Pittsburgh, and we're going to continue with theaters and clubs, and after Pittsburgh, Detroit, and then home to Chicago for a couple of days.
I would guess that Mama is listening to the broadcast this morning because I know what a great critic and fan that you've got in your own mother. Of course, most people have their mothers for fans, but your mother's also a good critic.
Oh, right? Definitely.
What I want to know is when I'm going to get over there for that Italian dinner.
Oh.
You know, every time I see her around here, Lola, I tease her so very, very much that I think she thinks I'm a little bit wacky, but her Italian food is really great.
I already warned her. I said, don't pay attention to Howard. He's always kidding.
I'm not kidding about that. I love pizza. I wish you'd send me some backstage at the theater here.
Howard, I'll do that when I get home.
I wish that you would. Now, where is your next engagement? I know that you're not working in New York right now. This is what, just a business trip to
yes,
the big city?
Yes, it is, Howard. My last engagement was Washington about 4 days ago.
Uh-huh.
But I believe that I'm going to go into record promotion for the next week, Howard, on this record, and then I may go into Detroit. I'm not too sure about that.
Yes. Lola, there's one thing that I want you to answer for me, because I know that you're close enough to the scene to be able to tell me. You know, I have forever, at the local level of radio, been talking to as many people as I could to tell them that these teenagers in our country are pretty fine, wonderful people, and that the criticism that the teens get because of the bad actions of very few teens, I shouldn't think would dominate the picture so much so that all the teens are criticized. Now, my specific question is, do you find that this is generally true all through the country? I know that the kids worship you. Do you find that they're pretty swell kids in every city?
Oh, Howard, you know, I just found that out. I had never been around Baltimore and Washington and New York. And, Howard, believe me, for the past 2 weeks, I found out these kids have been dolls. I knew around the Middle West that they were just wonderful to me.
Yes.
But, Howard, I found it out here. They're exactly the same. They've been sweethearts. Everybody wants to start fan clubs, which makes me so happy. And Oh, they're dolls, Howard. To me, they've been just wonderful.
Well, I just hope that if we say it enough now on the network level, that the rest of the United States of America will realize that our kids are real fine and they shouldn't be criticized because of the actions of a few. They just called 5 minutes.
Uh-oh.
That's for the stage show, so I guess we better get along with the 5 minutes we have left on radio and play this record of yours, which, as I said before, is a real hit here in the Middle West. So here it is, Lola Dee's wonderful wing recording of Paper Roses.
Paper flowers, I'll never forget. I knew your roses were gay make-believe, but how could I know you would deceive? Paper roses are making me blue. Paper roses remind me of you.
Remind me of you.
Beautiful flowers.
Flowers.
Like you, all they do is play a part. I shouldn't love you the way that I do, when every hour you're making me blue. I'll burn your roses.
Paper roses are making me blue. Paper roses remind me of you. Beautiful flowers that have no heart. Just like you, all they do is play a part. Your paper roses have no heart.
A wonderful hit record by a wonderful girl by the name of Lola Dee. She's visiting in New York at Sardi's Restaurant. I want Lola to come back in and say goodbye to the nation and our great CBS network for the Wrigley people. Lola?
Goodbye, everyone. And Howard, you're wonderful, and thank you very much.
All right, dear, you hurry home and see if you can catch our show before we close out, will you?
I sure will.
Thank you very much, Lola Dee. Well, that sort of winds things up for today, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it's been a swell pleasure and thrill for me to be here for the Wrigley people. I hope that you're going to try this product. I don't make that the ticket of admission to come into a broadcast every day, of course, because we don't want to put down that basis. You enjoy the show every day, whether you chew Wrigley Spearmint or not. But if you do get a chance, you get just a little bit fidgety, you want to relax, do it my way. You try Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's wholesome, refreshing, and delicious. Until we see you tomorrow and all this week with some real exciting guest interviews, this is Howard Miller from backstage at the Chicago saying thanks for listening. Goodbye for now and turning things back over to my good pal, the friendly philosopher, Eddie Joyce. Come in, Eddie.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Vic Damone from his home in Bel Air, California. This is the CBS Radio Network.
It's here, A&P's own White House Instant Dry Milk Solids.